It's the story, stupid. Welcome to another episode of It's the Story, Stupid, brought to you by WordTrip.com. We're still nailing down our programming format and our programming schedule, and I'm still trying to get my computer back to full functionality after the iBook hard drive died. We still haven't gotten the Skype functionality to where we want it, and being able to actually schedule getting people together to do a roundtable type discussion on writing. What I am hoping to do is get some recorded responses from some of the moderators and other writers on WordTrip and be able to integrate those with possibly a roundtable type discussion using Skype. And the topic is a book called Storyteller by Kate Wilhelm. A lot of writing books actually discuss writing as this is how I do it, and that's the right way, because obviously it's the right way because it's worked for me. Kate Wilhelm takes a little different way. She uses the age-old, there are two types of people in this world. Well, she does it, two types of writers. And thus far I'm about halfway through the book, and she's done it a couple of times early on in the book. She used, there are two types of writers. There are storytellers and there are wordsmiths. I believe that it's a little more complex. There's probably people who are 80% storyteller, 20% wordsmith, but it works good as a division. The names are pretty self-explanatory. Storyteller being somebody who can tell a good tale. You may not remember all the details later, but it's the kind of person who's hanging out at a party and they tell you a story about their family and friends, and you're riveted, and you just want to stick around to the end of the story. They may not use the most flowery language. They may not use the best grammar, but they are able to tell a really good story that will engross you. A wordsmith is a different gift. Theirs is not the ability to keep you occupied with the story that they're telling as much as it is with the words that they're using, their ability to put words together. The book, The Secret Life of Bees by Sue Monk Kidd, I read and listened to a combination audiobook and non-audiobook, and while the story was okay, it was not a story that was really riveting to me, but her language and the almost poetic feel to the way she put the words together with great visualization and pacing and rhythm were such that I would definitely categorize her as a wordsmith author. Not that she isn't a storyteller as well, but for me at least, it was the wordsmith skills that kept me turning the pages. The other two types of division that Kate Wilhelm uses is the visualizers and constructionists. And I thought this was a little more interesting personally, just because I thought of storytellers and wordsmiths before. I think of people who you read books and you can say, okay, that was a really good story. It may not have been the best language, but it's a good page turner. And visualizers and constructionists was a little different because I hadn't really thought about people in these two ways for their writing. A visualizer imagines the story and see it in their mind's eye, and a constructionist actually needs to decide on parameters for the story before they tell it. The exercise she used in her class was to tell the student, close your eyes. Now picture somebody walking up a staircase. Can I open your eyes and jot down what you saw? Now if you're a visualist or a visualizer, You probably have a scene in your head. You have an image that you could write down. You can write down that it was a woman in a red formal dress, and she was climbing a ballroom stair that was covered in carpeting, and there were hardwood railings and all kinds of details, or, a scruffy child climbing up a rusty fire escape to the top of a building, something like that. You're a visualizer, if that's kind of what you come up with, most likely. But if you need to know more about it before you have that visual image, you're probably a constructionist. I know somebody's going upstairs, but, what kind of building is it? Who's the person? And that's a different way of approaching the story. You may have an end product that ends up being pretty close to the same. You can easily, as a reader, pick out who's the storyteller and who's the wordsmith, but you may not necessarily be able to pick out, as a reader, who's a visualizer and who's a constructionist, because it's a different way of approaching and coming to the same conclusion. That's all we have for this time, for discussion. That's on the name of the book is Storyteller by Kate Wilhelm. I believe it's on Small Beer Press. Really interesting book. Has been pivotal in the Clarion Writers Workshop, which is a 6-week sci-fi fantasy writing workshop where it's, you know, very intense. People go there for 6 weeks and actually do all their, you know, writing and critiquing and everything. And great book. I would highly recommend it. It's a very small book, easy to read. The other thing I wanted to discuss was that over at wordtrip.com we are doing the Year in Writing Challenge. We have several people who have come very close to and are reaching their goals of writing for 6 days a week. The word count goal is pretty minimal of only 335 words a day, which will put you at a little over 100,000 words for the year. And starting in February, we're actually going to tweak the parameters a little bit and have a way for people who start in late to actually be able to participate on a month-to-month basis. If you're going straight for days of the year, you really only have to participate for just... If you wrote every day for the last 10 months of the year, you'd have pretty close to the goal for the days for the year. But there are people who are going to be starting later in the year, so we wanted to give them a way of participating. And so what we're going to do is have on a month-to-month basis, you can say, you know, in the month of February, which is an easy month, I'm going to write for 24 out of the 28 days. And do that for the rest of the month so you can see how many of the months of the year you reach your goal, and also if you actually reach your goal for the year. That's all we've got this time. Please check us out at itsthestorystupid.com for the show notes, and also go to wordtrip.com for our great forums and discussions and writing and reading groups. Happy word dripping.